Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPA. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Jared Broach, the Chief Spirit Hunter, Taster, and founder of Nightly Spirits, the country's largest haunted pub tour. Jared, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, Eric, thanks for having me, man.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing all the details. So tell us a little bit about Nightly Spirits and how you got started in the ghost tour industry. Sounds quite interesting.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of interesting. So back in about 2012, I lived in Washington, D.C., and, you know, I had gone on a few ghost tours. I was, you know, a little into the paranormal experiences, you know, more fun so than, you know, actual, like, full-on believer. But, you know, as I started doing research, I'd gone on a few, and I decided, I was like, you know, D.C. didn't have something quite like this. And I was like, man, you know, everything's better with a beer. And I was like, we should mix a ghost tour with a beer. And we opened one right downtown in Washington, D.C., right by the White House. And it was like, instantly, we were kind of popular selling tickets. I mean, not so much the first weekend, but after that. The first weekend, I think I had to send my girlfriend and roommate on a fake date with two people that we'd sold tickets to make it seem like it was a popular event. But, you know, that was kind of the start. And we, you know, ever since, nonstop, and got to about 17 cities where we offer, you know, roughly a 2.5 hour ghost tour pub crawl where you get 3 to 4 drinks, you get ghost stories the whole way. Our guides are in full historic costumes throughout the experience. And, you know, we rolled those out everywhere. And then we also do just, you know, you're playing all ages, family ghost tour in a lot of the cities as well. And now we've kind of gotten into haunted food tours. So we kind of run the gamut of the haunted aspect of tourism.
I'd say that's about as creative as it gets right there. Good stuff. Now, in our current climate, unfortunately, businesses have had to make changes and learn to adapt. What strategies have you implemented that have been successful so far?
Yeah, you know, it's been tough. You know, things change every day. But, you know, because we run walking tours and they're outdoors, people have been a little more ambitious and attended them. So, you know, we've just limited group size a lot. You know, we've cut our group sizes in half. Our guides are, you know, masked up. We, you know, guests are typically masked up too in most of the cities. And, you know, what we've kind of just done is made it more outdoors. Instead of going into a lot of the bars and spending a lot of time in the bars or restaurants, we've really consolidated down, cut, you know, a couple of the bars and made it a hybrid of a ghost tour and pub crawl. It's kind of light on the pub currently, but it's still a great experience. And that's been kind of the biggest change.
Yeah, everyone's having to adjust, and it sounds like you're doing a good job with that. Now, what has been some of the most challenging obstacles that you've run across these last 3 months? Talk to us about that. I'm sure people can relate, and we could probably learn something as well.
Yeah, I mean, by far the most challenging part is just the unknown. You know, the government constantly opens us up, shuts us down. We're also trying to manage, you know, 17 different cities, you know, running pretty minimal staff. And that's the most part, is keeping up to date on, you know, things change every day. And when, you know, we don't have staff in typically every city, like not full-time staff. And so knowing what the regulations are and being able to stay up to date on that has been really difficult, but also just the stop go. And, you know, we partner with bars, and, you know, it's crushing to see the bars get closed down. And, you know, especially they open, they close. And it's just been a very difficult environment to navigate and be able to offer, you know, a 5-star tour that you don't have to make tons and tons of changes to.
Yeah, it sounds like the worst of it is the unknown for sure, and the shutting down and the opening back up, back and forth, that makes it so difficult. Today we're joined by Jared Broach, Chief Spirit Hunter, Taster, and founder of Nightly Spirits, the country's largest haunted pub tour, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, what do you suspect the future of tour operating will look like in the new normal, whatever that is?
Yeah, I think you're going to see the walking tours, like what we offer, is going to stay popular. People are going to want smaller groups, so you're going to have to kind of cater to, you know, either running a lot of tours with small groups, I think the big 20, 30, 40 person groups are probably dead, which we always kind of ran more intimate tours, so that's not as big of an effect on us. But, you know, a lot of people operate vehicles. We operate some bus tours with wine. And, you know, that aspect, it's kind of like the airlines. That is going to be very difficult to change. Like, they don't build buses to be 6 feet apart. So operating those is either going to have to drive up the pricing or it's going to put everybody out of business. So, you know, I see that the future, you're going to have less options. So when people travel, the strong are going to survive this. I mean, this is a very difficult environment to survive as a bigger business. This is much easier if you're a one-man operation to just close the doors down and decide that it's, you're just not going to run right now.
Definitely a solid point made right there. Thanks for that. Lastly, what is the best advice you can give some of our listeners who are trying to make it through these very difficult times?
Yeah, I think that, for me, like, I'm a planner. So you've got to be able to operate outside your comfort zone. And, you know, you just can't plan. So right now, any plan you had, throw out the window and move towards more of just a daily, like, what you're going to wake up today and today is a, what you do today may have no effect on anything in a week, a month, a year. And so really just try not to plan and just go with the flow. I mean, if you want to operate, that's my advice. If you want to be in business right now, it's difficult. If you don't want to be in business, and you can hibernate, I'm all for, you go into hibernation mode.
Jared, certainly appreciate your joining us here today. And I'm sure there's some takeaways here that folks can apply accordingly and really appreciate the time. And certainly we all here at EPN certainly wish you continued success and all the best. And hopefully we can get through this COVID era quicker than we can ever imagine. And that certainly is everyone's wish for sure globally. Where can listeners find more information online on Nightly Spirits, and how could they reach out if they needed to?
Yeah, our website, nightlyspirits.com, is the easiest way to check out any of our tours. Sometimes I go ghost hunting and, super big fans can pop out of the closets and scare me. That's usually a great way to get me. Also, I'm available at jared@nightlyspirits.com if anybody ever wants to reach out. It's J-A-R-E-D. And feel free. Want to talk ghosts, booze, or anything in between. I'm there.
Love it. Jared, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Jared Broach, Chief Spirit Hunter, Taster, and founder of Nightly Spirits, the country's largest haunted pub tour. And for all the details, visit nightlyspirits.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.